Now, this Sunday is the International Day for Persons with Disabilities, and Event Cinemas on George Street, it's going to be acknowledging the day by screening a short film before every single session. Now, the film is called Inclusion Makes the World More Vibrant. It's a film about a little boy helping his mum, who's blind, experience an art gallery. Geneviève Claire-Smith is the writer and director of the film, and I've got to say, rather bizarrely, the second recipient of the title New South Wales Young Person of the Year to join us this week.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know.
Who was the other one?
The one from this year, the inventor. She's absolutely lovely, McKinley.
Oh, fabulous.
Anyway, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
And also joining us is, of course, Anthony Kieran from Event Cinemas, looking into these days film festivals, I believe.
Oh, film festivals and Australian cinema and a little bit more programming. Yeah, you're really good. And I'm pretty excited to be here with Jen today about what we're doing on Sunday. I think it's about 70, 75 sessions. I anticipate maybe 3,500 to 4,000 people. If it rains, maybe more.
Maybe more.
To see a pretty unique short film that I saw the other day. And I've known Jen for a while, and we're looking forward to doing a number of projects next year with Bus Stop Films. And it may be a film about disability, but the universal message in that short film is quite unique, and it will appeal to everyone and anyone. So looking forward to people having that experience on the day.
And Jen, it's a message you've been quite passionate about getting out in your art for a long time now.
That's right, for 10 years now. So I first started my career making a documentary for Down Syndrome New South Wales, and I was 18 at the time. So I spent 18 months with six families and their sons and daughters with Down Syndrome, just becoming really aware of some of the barriers to inclusion that these guys face. And they're barriers that are so easy to break down. It's so easy to include people and to completely bring them into the fold of the community. So I learnt that when I was 19, and it's just followed through my career since.
Do you think the art world does enough to campaign for that inclusion?
I think we can do more. I think we can always do more. I think it's getting better. I recently was at the Art Gallery of New South Wales, where they've just launched their Diversity and Inclusion Action Plan, for instance. And actually one of my film students, Digby Webster, who's also a prolific artist and a man with Down syndrome, he was there explaining a Rembrandt to everybody. So it's getting better, but we can always do more. And I think the main thing we have to do is just use what's in our hands, what's available to us, to make a difference. And that's what Event is doing. They're using their screens. So I just think it's fabulous. It's a really amazing partnership, and my hat's off to Ant for making it happen.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, big organisations like Event, they fit in with the artist. Is there kind of almost a duty of care to ensure that this message is getting out there?
I think we have an obligation to reach out to artists in the film industry far more than we may have done in the past, to get more stories out there, to create an experience at the cinema is just not about traditionally what we might be doing by playing. And we do our blockbusters, and they're a big part of our business. But film culture and dialogue I have quite a passion for. And if we don't show the stories or the films from the different pockets of the community, then one, we don't learn, two, we don't grow, and three, we don't create an even more flourishing industry. If five people out of the thousands that go on Sunday and see that short film and go, I've had an idea for a short film, I think that's a win. If somebody goes off and writes a story because they get inspired by it, that's a win, and it's more people getting involved in the industry. No percentage is too small for a greater picture. So, look, it's good to explore. We've been talking for a while, Nick, over the last couple of years.
We have. So
it's good to explore all those avenues and to embrace cinema in all its forms. And no area of the industry has a cornerstone understanding of what is the best way to make films. And at the showcase last night, Jen, the production values of those films that they showed were exquisite, second to none. They were amazing. So hats off to you and what you've been doing and to the Australian Film and Television Radio School for supporting them. So it's a really nice synergy, I find. Yeah,
Jen, for many filmmakers, of course, short film is where you cut your teeth, and also for actors and writers. Do you think there's enough support for short film in Australia at the moment? I was talking to Ant before, and I was like, when I was a kid, there was a short in front of every movie you went and saw. And these days, it's kind of the domain of festivals. It's much harder to get out there.
Mm. It's an interesting ecosystem now. It's changed so much even in the last 5 years. Now we've got YouTube and Vimeo as well. It's interesting. We do have support for short films, but, you know, it's very competitive. I think the funding bodies put out a couple of grants a year, and then you've got, 50 filmmakers going for those grants, and, there's only five usually picked or so. So, it really ends up coming down to the filmmakers having to just find a means to do it themselves. Mm. So it's it's still tough. I think you've just got to find a way to do it. But I also think there is real value in bringing community together to see films, not just watching them in isolation on YouTube or on Vimeo. There is still a real need for cinema and the cinema experience. And that's why I just think that what Anthony's doing is incredible, because community, watching a film together in community means that the conversation continues afterwards. There's a shared experience of the story, and nothing beats that. Nothing beats that. It's a very special cultural experience.
No, you're quite right, because there's nothing like turning the lights off to a cinema. And we all know, we all go to a cinema to escape our day, whether it be great or whether it be poor, or whether we're after some kind of emotional release. But nothing beats that experience by going to the cinema, the lights off, with a crowd. And just in regards to the short films, and Nick, you know, we show short films in some of the programs we do.
Yes.
And I'm really, I can't say too much, but yesterday we've just locked in a deal with a short film festival that is going to now play short films in front of a couple of programs I curate that are going to play nationally. So, and again, if I go to a movie and see a short film, I have a great memory, I have a great experience, I have an added story to reflect on, and I think about going back there. So I think it's important that we do that as an exhibitor where we can within the window of opportunity.
Absolutely. I think while you can get a really broad audience online, I think that it is still so important to be using the cinema to share short film to help not only grow the artists' careers and abilities and confidence by giving them a live audience, but also the greater impact on the community that comes together to see it is you know, you can't measure that.
Well, this Sunday is the day that if you take yourself down to Event Cinemas on George Street, you get a chance to see Genevieve Claysmith's Inclusion Makes the World More Vibrant.
Thank
Jen
you.
And Ant, thank you so much for chatting today.
Thank you, Nick. Thanks for having us.